This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit against the state of Vermont over a traffic stop in Wallingford this past March. The ACLU says the young man filing the lawsuit was stopped, his car was seized, and he was left to walk 8 miles home after a state trooper said he smelt burnt marijuana in the vehicle. ACLU Vermont staff attorney Dan Barrett joins us now to tell us more about this case. Dan, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
The plaintiff in this case was Greg Zullo, who was 21 years old when this happened. What happened here? Why was he pulled over in the first place by this state trooper?
Greg was pulled over for what the state trooper alleged to be an amount of snow on his back bumper that was touching the registration sticker on his rear license plate. And Vermonters will recognize that small, white, kind of reflective sticker that goes on your back license plate. And the state trooper claimed that there was snow that was obscuring the sticker on Greg's. And if you look at the video that we've posted on our blog and we've put out via Twitter, I think any Vermonter would recognize that there was not a great amount of snow on Greg's back bumper. In fact, it was pretty much pristine except for a tiny amount of snow. So that was the first thing that really raised our eyebrows about this case.
Now, the state trooper said that he smelled burnt marijuana and asked to search the car. Zullo said no, he refused the search. Was he within his rights for refusing that search?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's really interesting and exciting, at least for civil libertarians, to see a young man who knows his rights, right? Who said, no, you know, you're asking and you have the ability to say no. And so Greg declined. Now, of course, in the complaint, we say he was ordered out of the car by the state trooper and he agreed to be searched, his person to be searched by the state trooper. But he was, you know, polite and firm in saying that he wasn't going to allow a search of his car.
So the car ended up being seized. Was that within the rights of the state trooper to do that?
Well, we would contend the answer is no. In order to impound the car, you need to have, you know, what we've heard, a phrase that we've all heard on television, which is probable cause. But the probable cause phrase is short for something else, which is probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed. And the crux of the problem that we see in this stop is that you can't have probable cause for a crime where no crime was committed. And the crime that was alleged here is the possession of a small amount of marijuana, which, as you recall from 2013, is no longer a crime in Vermont. So to us, the question mark is, what exactly was the probable cause here to impound the car, to take it away, and then to search it?
Well, while possession of less than an ounce of marijuana is punishable now, as you say, only by a fine in Vermont, isn't it illegal to drive under the influence of a drug like marijuana? And would that suspicion then give the trooper probable cause to ask for a search? I mean, after all, this was not the man's home. It was his car. And as I understand it, a marijuana pipe was found in the vehicle, albeit without any marijuana in the pipe.
Right. So there was no suspicion in this case at all that Greg was under the influence of any substance. So he was never questioned about whether he had been driving under the influence. He was never given any roadside sobriety tests. He was never arrested. He was never given a ticket for any offense. So there was nothing at all in what happened that suggested that the state troopers thought that he was driving under the influence of marijuana.
So just that suspicion of, as the trooper says he smelled marijuana, that wouldn't be probable cause enough to suspect that the driver may have been impaired?
No, I don't think it would be. You'd have to find some other physical signs. And I think that the telltale, you know, don't take my word for it, you know, take the state troopers. They asked him no questions about whether or not he was impaired, and they didn't give him any roadside tests. The state trooper's contention, and you can hear it in some of the recordings of him making phone calls in his cruiser, was that Greg had at some time in the past smoked marijuana. And, you know, the unstated conclusion in the state trooper's mind was therefore Greg had marijuana on him. And, you know, that's a pre-2013 law enforcement mentality.
There is another element to this story, Dan Barrett, and that's that Greg Zullo is African-American. Studies have shown that African-American men are searched more after traffic stops than people of other races. This is true in Vermont as well as the rest of the country. Is the racial component here part of the ACLU's interest in this case?
Yes, it is very troubling and we think somewhat suspicious that, you know, this turned out to be a young African-American man who received this treatment. The treatment borders on outrageous. You know, the idea that you're sort of separated from your car and it's taken away from you and that's that, you know, get home under your own power. Here you go. So we are very concerned that those rates of searches that happen to non-white motorists are still a problem, as they were a couple of years ago when the state police first reported the results of their stop data survey.
What's the next step in the process here?
Well, the next step is the defendant, which is the state, gets an amount of time to answer the complaint. I fully expect that they will respond with a document that claims that Gregg is not allowed to sue and that Vermont's Article 11, which protects us against searches and seizures, is not something that somebody can come to court and sue the state with, will oppose. You know, it's the kind of usual thing that happens in litigation. It's a lot of hurry up and wait for lawyers to write things.
And what is Gregg Zullo suing for here?
Gregg is suing for damages, which is a fancy way of saying money. Because the action happened in the past, this is the only thing that the law can give him, right? I mean, we can't get the state trooper to apologize. We can't, you know, demand that the state trooper be put wearing a sandwich board sign that says, I won't stop motorists for no reason. All we can ask for is money. And so I think that it's a way of getting a day in court. I mean, I think what Gregg and probably any other motorist who was put in that position would feel is, you know, there has to be some kind of acknowledgement here that something was wrong. And it's also a way of, we hope, getting the state police to correct their behavior and to stop treating small amounts of marijuana possession as if it were a criminal offense pre-2013.
Dan Barrett is a staff attorney for the ACLU of Vermont. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.